The peace of the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the collection box and watched the people putting money in it. And many of the rich put in a great deal. A poor widow came and put in two small coins, the equivalent of one penny. Then Jesus called out to the disciples and said to them, "The truth is, this woman has put in more than all who have contributed to the treasury, for they have put in money from their surplus, but she has put in everything she possessed from the little she had. She put in all she had to live on." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Suppose we should do a little sound check. Are we okay in the sanctuary? And I'm assuming we're okay on Zoom, even though we can't see those guys. So, my dear friends, today's readings invite us to reflect on what it means to live a life of faith, especially when times are rough. We are reminded of the call to trust God in all circumstances and to share with others not only from our abundance, but even if it seems like we don't have enough for ourselves. This message is particularly important in the context of the struggles we face, both individually and as a community. Many of us find ourselves in the grip of difficulty, burdened by health concerns, personal challenges, economic uncertainty, feelings of isolation, frightened by political outcomes and divisiveness. In times like this, it is easy to be consumed with worry and doubt and even despair and hopelessness. Yet God calls us to trust and to remain faithful as we continue to serve as instruments of compassion in the world. But how do we continue to be lights in a world when we feel our own light growing dim within? Today's readings address that very question. In the first reading, we encounter a widow living in a time of famine. She's preparing to make her last meal for herself and her son, knowing that they are likely to die of starvation soon. Yet, when the prophet Elijah asks her for a piece of bread, she scrapes the last bit of flour and oil from the bottom of her containers and shares the very last bit she has left. Elijah tells her not to be afraid, to go ahead and make the bread, and assures her that her flour and oil will not run out. What a profound act of trust. And indeed, the widow's trust leads to miraculous provision. She, her son, and Elijah ate for the duration of the famine. We can all learn from this woman's faith. How often do we hesitate to trust God because we feel that we have so little to offer, that our own containers are nearly empty, if not all dried up? God doesn't call us to give from a place of excess, but from the depths of our need. It's exactly at times like these that faith matters the most. When we act in faith, especially when we have nothing left, we invite God to work in the most profound of ways. Again, this time in the gospel reading, we hear about another widow, a second one in the temple this time, who offers two small coins, all she has, her whole livelihood. In this story, Jesus praises the widow, not for the size of her offering, but for the depth of her trust in God. She gives not because she has plenty, but because she has turned all she has over to God in trust. This is the kind of faith God desires from us, not to give of ourselves only when it's easy or when we have more than enough, but to give generously and sacrificially as Jesus gave his all. Do we trust that God will take care of us when we have nothing left? Do we trust that God will take care of us when we have nothing left? If we don't, that's okay too. That's when we come to God with our empty containers and hold them up and ask God to give us the faith to trust more, to give more, to be more than we are. It is in the generosity of these two widows we see models for our own lives, lives rooted in trusting relationship to God, come what may. We are called not only to trust God for our needs, but to be instruments of God's care for others. The stories of these two widows remind us of the importance of caring for the marginalized, the poor, the outcast. God calls us to provide for those who are struggling, whether it be through material help, emotional or spiritual support we might lend, or simply through the gift of our presence and our prayers. The call to give is not just a nice idea. It is the very heart of the gospel, and we are called to live it. When we give to others, especially those who cannot repay us, we are embodying the love of Christ and strengthening the bonds of our community as we walk together in faith. In our darkest moments, we are not alone. God sees our struggles and knows our needs. And in our willingness to give of ourselves, our time, our resources, and our love, God will be present in our efforts, providing for us and those in need who we reach for God. I'd like to share a prayer with you that I found this week. It's called Trusting You, Lord, in All Things, and it's based on Psalm 146. So I'm going to ask a couple people to help get these around as quickly as possible so that we can pray this prayer together. This prayer reminds me, and I hope each of you, that although things may be difficult, God will not fail to replenish our supply as we keep moving forward in faith and trust. So, does everybody have one? And it's being displayed for the people on Zoom. So please pray the prayer of trust with me now. Lord, help me trust you in every moment. When I'm tempted to rely on my own strength, remind me that you are always with me. When I face challenges, give me the courage to lean on you, knowing that you never fail. Teach me to care for those who are hurting. Open my eyes to see the needs of others. Show me how to help the lonely, the poor, and those who feel lost. May I reflect your love in my actions every day. Guide me when I feel uncertain and afraid. Remind me that you are in control, even when life is confusing. Help me to remember that your reign is eternal and your care for me never ends. Thank you for being my constant support. When the world feels unstable, I find peace in your presence. Help me to praise you in good times and in bad, trusting that you are always good. Lord, I want to follow you with my whole heart. Help me to live with gratitude and trust. May my life be a reflection of the faith I have in you, now and always. Amen. Thank you all. I invite you to join with me in saying this prayer twice a day for the next week. And you can do them both in the morning. You can do them one in the morning and one in the evening. But I'd really like to ask you to do this with me. The first time you say it as it is written, you're praying for yourself to develop your own faith and strengthen your trust in God. And the second time you pray it, change all the me's to we's and us's and pray to build up the faith and trust of our beloved community right here so that we may have that deep faith that and trust to walk with God through dark times and good times, and that we may all, even in the dark times, know that deep joy that passes all understanding, that God is us and walks with us. Sisters and brothers, today's readings invite us to reflect on what it means to live a life of faith, especially when times are rough. And let us now offer our petitions to God, who never ceases to fill our cups.